Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national polling firm. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I please speak with Olga Oldroyd?
Speaking.
Okay, thank you. And in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Can you repeat that again, please?
Yes. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? In which state are you registered to vote? Pennsylvania? Okay,
yes.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Republican.
With racial or ethnic group like white, Caucasian, black, African American, Hispanic,
white.
Latino?
White.
White, okay. And anyone in your household is Hispanic or Latino descent?
Me.
You do you identify as Hispanic or Latino?
Yeah.
Okay. And in what year were you born?
1945.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you won't vote?
I will vote.
Okay, almost certain.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? The most important issue.
Right now? The border.
Okay. Thank you. And now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
Republican for Trump.
And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Not for Biden, that's for sure. Republican for Trump.
Okay. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them, okay?
Okay.
The first one is Donald Trump. From 0 to 100?
Yes. 100.
100. And Joe Biden? From 0 to 100?
Zero.
Zero, okay. And thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
No, that Republican.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for Republican David McCormick or Democrat Bob Casey Jr.?
Republican.
And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Trump.
Much more with Trump or somewhat more?
No, Trump.
Okay, much more?
Yeah.
Okay, and now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're up 65%. Just a couple of more questions. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements.
Okay.
The first one. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I don't agree.
Okay. Is that strongly disagree or just somewhat disagree?
Definitely disagree.
Strongly. Okay. The next one. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
I don't agree with nothing that Biden does.
Okay, but which one should I record for you? Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree with that specific statement?
Okay, disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly. The next statement, just two more. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly, okay. And the last one, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
I strongly disagree.
Okay. And this is basically the last part. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. And for each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Strongly agree?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree, okay? The next one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly disagree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions.
Disagree.
Strong. And the last one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
I strongly disagree.
Okay, and now please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less likely to vote for him in the 2024 elections, or more likely. The first program is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him after hearing that.
Disagree.
Much less likely?
Yep.
Okay. And the next one, a program that keeps family together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years and are protected from deportation. That will make you much less likely, much more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay.
Disagree.
Much less. Okay. And the next one, a program that keeps family together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much less.
The next one, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Can you repeat that again, please?
Yeah, no problem. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. That will make you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less.
Vote for him.
Okay, and the last three. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely. Okay. And the last two, a program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Much less. And the last one, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade and are protected from deportation.
Much less.
Okay. And Now, this is the lastly, indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. The first one, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about that?
More concerned.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Very concerned. Donald Trump and Republicans believe cuts on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all concerned about that?
More concerned.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very concerned. And the last three, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned about that, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Very.
And the last two, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Very.
The last one, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Very concerned about that, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Very, very, very concerned.
And now I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one is Donald Trump. He says we must shoot down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. And Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. So after hearing that, which approach comes closer to your own view when it comes to immigration, former President Trump or President Biden?
President Trump.
Much more with Trump or somewhat more closer?
Much more to Trump.
Okay. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party, candidate Jean Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Republican. And yes. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Yes or no?
No.
And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Univision, or Telemundo, Spanish language radio programs, Instagram, Fox News channel or website, MSNBC, WhatsApp, or OAN, or Newsmax? Which one? Or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
My family?
Yes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Well, my family.
Yes?
Yes. My family.
From which country or territory does your family trace?
My family, I don't have no more family here. It's,
But where does your family trace their heritage?
Right here, United States.
But the Hispanic side?
Yes.
Which one? Which country?
Spanish. Cuba.
Cuba? Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
No, I born in Cuba.
Okay. Thank you. And what language do you primarily sorry. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and
English
equally?
English.
More English than,
yes.
Always English or more English than Spanish?
No, more English.
Okay, and generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or what?
Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Very strong Republican.
And thinking in political terms, will you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school. I finished high school.
And what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Thank you. And finally, it's really for verification purposes by my supervisor. Can I have just your first name?
My first name is Olga, O-L-G-A.
Okay. O-L-G-A, okay. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future, yes or no?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Now, I'm
going
to ask you,
so,
something. I'm going to ask you something. Are you a Republican or Democrat?
Actually, this survey is just for you. The more information is included. I need to read everything verbatim. I'm sorry for that. But thank you so much for taking the call.
I understand.
And,
thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you for your help. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.